Parshat Shelach, everybody knows the story of the spies, but people don't realize is right after the story, we get the mitzvah of challah. Challah is when you make a dough of a sufficient size and quantity, you have to take off a piece, and we give it to a kohen. So, many explanations for the mitzvah of challah and its placement. A common explanation comes from the Rashi that says, in order to be mechazik them, that yet this is a temporary punishment, they will eventually get into Eretz Yisrael. Immediately, they got a mitzvah related to Eretz Yisrael. But the Sforno here has an interesting take on the mitzvah challah and what the reason for the mitzvah challah is. So, the Sforno tells us, this is in Tetvav Chaf, challah tarima truma, achar ched hamaraglim itzrich gam challah, leman yuru uyim shetachol bracha b'vateihem. In order that they be worthy that they have bracha in their homes. In other words, they needed some kind of action to do in order to bring in bracha. Kamro v'reishit arusotechem tenu lekohen l'aniach bracha al beitecha. Give the first of your dough, give the first one to the kohen in order to bring bracha into your home. And the Sforno says this is a phenomenon we see a few times. Chen Eliyahu asali. When it comes to Eliyahu, there's a story, Malachim Aleph Yed Zayin, where there was a famine and not enough, and this widow came to him and didn't have enough food. So he said, first take the little bit you have and make a small cake. And bring some out, and for you and your son. And then it says, the pitcher of flour won't run out. What does that mean? You'll have support based on doing this action. So from this action, there's a way for bracha to be chal. This is an idea that the Sforno has, that when you want bracha in your life, you need to do some kind of mitzvah in order to give it on which to for the bracha to however brachas work, that it needs to land on something, be on something. You can't just be blessed. In general, it needs to be, for the bracha to work, it needs to be based on mitzvah. We can't expect reward and benefit from a Kaddish Baruch Hu without it being in return for some mitzvah that we're doing. We have to do some part of it. Now, the footnote that I saw in Rav Kupperman's edition, compare this to Sforno on Bikurim. And so I'm not going that way. This is my own Chiddush. Okay, because it's not in the footnotes. I looked for it there. It wasn't there. I remembered this Sforno, this idea in the Sforno, on Esav. So let's go to source 4 here. Where the Svarnos, it's not really a Chiddush, just remembering the connection to Esav. Okay, so what was the idea? Remember, the Svarnos Perush wasn't that he was hoping that by blessing Esav, Esav would enter this partnership with Yaakov possibly, so the Sforno tells us, even though Yitzchak didn't think that Esav was Russia. He didn't realize it, or didn't know it, didn't see it. He thought he was good. Still, he didn't think he was good enough that it could work without a mitzvah in his benefit. In other words, he wanted to give Esav a bracha, but he knew he needed something for Esav to do in order for it to take effect. So look at the Sforno. It says, "Asei li matamim." He tells Esav, "Go make me some yummy food. Go get me some animals." Ratzaba matamim kedei shi'itasek b'kivurav. What's the point? He was so hungry? No. Was he, he had a taiva, I got a cravings, I need a chocolate bar right now? No, it wasn't any of that. He wanted a way for Esav to be osik in the midst of kivuravim. So let Esav go do something. U'bazeh tachul olav habracha. Does that language sound familiar? Yes. Through that, the bracha will work. Yes, he didn't realize how much of an Esav, Rashi Esav was. He thought he was good. He didn't think he was worthy for the great bracha he wanted to give him. That's why Yaakov, he didn't ask for this. But for Esav, he did. So specifically Esav, he thought he was good, but he needed a little bit more in order for the bracha to work. So too, Eliyahu Navi, and so too all of Am Yisrael. That's what the mitzvah challah is about, Sforno tells us. Mitzvah challah is about, you want bracha, bread is what you eat in your home? You want bracha on that? So you need, in order to have that bracha take effect, you need to do a mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch, who in every mitzvah tells you the Shorash, What's the root of every mitzvah? So in source 3, Misharshem mitzvah, Shfish chayotel shel adam mezonot. Our lives, we need food. We can't live without it. We're not malachim. Rov olam yichnu b'lechem. What's our main source of food, at least back then, was bread. Ratza makol mezachatenu b'mitzvah tamidit. Bilachminu. So he gave us perpetual mitzvah when we make our bread. Kidei shetanuach bracha bo al yidei mitzvah. That same lashon that shouldn't surprise you. In order for the bracha to be on you through the mitzvah, nekabel zabaschut, that's how we get reward. So in order to have all the success and all the reward and everything we want in life, we have to remember the way for all that to happen is through our doing mitzvah. That's the message the Sforno sees in the placement of the mitzvah of Challah. Yishkach.